Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless, of course, you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm John Troy and I'm a professional musician. No, I do not have a day job. All right, so the theme for this hour of the Sack is coming. And the first song is by Johnny Cash. It's called Sunday Morning Coming Down. Now, this song shows you, it shows you that you can write a song about anything. Basically, this song is about a guy. He wakes up with a hangover. He has a hair of the dog. He has a couple beers for breakfast. He goes down into the street. He sees some kids playing in the playground, and he walks around. And that's basically it. So it's internal, obviously, what he's thinking and feeling and kind of thing. And they got chicken and kicking and picking and swinging and singing and ringing. There's horns, there's strings, there's even a triangle in there. It's kind of orchestral for old Johnny, the man in black. Let's listen to Johnny Cash do Sunday Morning Coming Down here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk. And Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. and I stop beside a Sunday school and listen to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Well, I guess they like it. That's Johnny Cash, of course, doing Sunday Morning Coming Down. Well, this is here on KX93.5 FM in Laguna Beach. I'm John Troy. You're listening to The Sack. The theme is coming. Coming. Insert your own infantile joke. Let's see. Okay, this next one is Diana Ross. Wow, you know, Diana Ross, she was a soul singer, right? R&B, you know, but she was... She's different. She's got this sweetness to her voice, you know. It doesn't really have that gospel-y. I mean, she's got chops, of course. What am I trying to say? What are you trying to say, John, you big idiot? I'm trying to say she has a very sweet and nice voice. It doesn't have that Aretha Franklin, Mary J. Blige, tear it up gospel. It's a sweeter, it's a gentler voice, and yet it works against the R&B groove. And this is a definite crunchy groove. This is I'm Coming Out. It's got the Lotus. It's got the longest drum lead in. This the drummer is just doing accents. Everything's in time. The tempo is already established, and he's just hitting here and there. And it goes on for bar after bar. Very tasty stuff. When he does get going, you're hearing 16s on the hat. That's 1 e and a 2 e and a 3 e and a 4 e and a tucka tucka packa tucka 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 packa. So he's going two hands on the hat, see, and on the every 2 and 4 he just gets his right hand over and hits the snare. So the snare is just one of the hits. It's one of the 16 notes, except it's on the snare. It's not on the hat. See, so it's tucka tucka packa tucka 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 packa tucka 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 pack. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4 tucka tucka packa tucka 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 pack. So he's got that constant thing going with both hands. It starts out vocal and guitar. It's got a horn chart. The bass starts right when the verse starts. So you really get an idea of how much the bass contributes, because up until she starts singing, there's no bass. And then when she starts singing, the bass starts too. And it just boom, everything just happens when she kicks it off. Here's Diana Ross doing I'm Coming Out here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. We'll be right back.
this time around. I am gonna do it like you never knew it. Oh, I'll make it through. The time has come for me to break out of the shell. I have to shout that I am coming out. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I got to let it show. I'm coming. I'm coming out. Coming.
I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
I've got to show the world all that I want to be. And all my abilities, there's so much more to me. Somehow I'll have to make them just understand. I got it well in hand, and oh, how I plan. I'm spreading love, there is no need to fear. And I just feel so good every time I hear.
I'm coming,
coming.
I want the world to know.
Diana Ross here on KX 93.5 FM doing I'm Coming Out. I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is coming. There's not a really whole lot of going with that song. They really stretch it. They really make a lot out of not that much in that song, which is fine. You know, they make it work. Next is Gloria Estefan. It's called Coming Out of the Dark. A lot of keyboard at the beginning. And Coming Out of the Dark is sung in triplets against four. So if the feeling is one, two, three, four, ta 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 ta, those are triplets against a four feel. That's like a six against four. That's what a triplet is. One, two, three, one, two, three, tun, two, three, four, tuck, 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 tuck. That's a triplet. Okay, and this has got kind of a gospel feel. I was talking about how Diana Ross is, her voice, it lends itself to gospel-y R&B, although it's not all that gospel-y itself, her voice. And now, in this song, Gloria, who's more comfortable, I think, with more of a Latin kind of thing, she seems to be trying to tackle a gospel feel. Here she's got a gospel-y kind of choral arrangement with the background singers. And they're going back and forth, and she seems to be, like I say, trying to take that on. What do you think of how well she does at it? You tell me. This is Gloria Estefan doing Coming Out of the Dark here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
Why be afraid if I'm not alone? Life is never easy, the rest is unknown. And up to now, for me, it's been hands against the wall. Spend each and every moment searching for what to believe.
Coming out of the dark,
I finally see the light now, and it's shining on me.
Coming out.
Starting again is part of the plan, and I'll be so much stronger
holding your hand.
Step by step, I'll make it through. I know I can. May not make it easier, but I have felt you near all the way.
Come in.
The bass player doing a double stop right there at the end. Do it, do it. Yeah, that's Gloria Estefan doing Coming Out of the Dark here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. You're listening to The Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy, baby. And the next crunchy groove is by Bob Marley. This is reggae. Reggae. It's got that skank. The skank. Remember? 3-4-1. Jank, jank. Chink, 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 chink. That's how you know. That's the musically, just technically, musically, you know, just the toolbox, what makes it what it is. That's the most obvious. I mean, there's other components, of course, but that's the biggest signpost. That's the song standing up and saying, I'm reggae. You know, I'm a reggae song because of this. Don't check, check, chink, chink, check. All right, and it's the way it's played, because if you talk about country music, boom, chank, chank, boom, chank, do, wackadoo, wackadoo, it's got a two, but it's not reggae, you know, but it's got that upbeat thing. It's got the same thing. See, it's all the same. So songs are all the same. Like I said before, different genres are like different races. Everybody's different colors, but they're all people. Just people, y'all. This is Bob Marley. Doing Coming In From the Cold here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen. Bob Marley here on KX93.5 FM. My friend, a guy I worked with, John Pousset Dart, he went to see Bob Marley at Paul's Mall in Boston back in the 70s. And he recorded it, the show, which was not legal. He had a tape recorder, and he put it... he managed to hold it on his lap under the table. You know, they got those tables. They're the size of a dinner plate, you know. And they're all pushed together. Everybody's sitting down listening. And he had a date with him. A girl he didn't know. He liked the way she looked and asked her. She came to a show or something. He asked her out and it took her to see Bob Marley. He played it back for me and you could hear her talking. You could hear them talking. She didn't know he was recording. You could hear her voice. And you could hear her go, "I think he looks like Carlos Santana." She says that. And then you hear Pusa Dart go, "No, I think he looks more like Richard Nixon." And then there's this long pause. And then you hear her go, "No, I think he looks more like Carlos Santana." Anyway, that was their only date, as it turned out. This is John Troy, Crunchy Groove Sack as the name of the show. And this is KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. The next song with the theme is coming. And the next song is by the Eurythmics. The chords change while the bass stays the same. It creates a suspension kind of a feel. It starts on the tonic, which is the key of the chord, and the bass is playing the bottom note, which is the key, and then the chord changes. It goes to, where's it go? It goes to the four chord, but the bass stays on the same note, which is now, it's playing the five of the four chord, right? And then it goes to the flat three chord, and through all the changes, the bass is staying the same. So listen for that, because it creates this kind of attention, a suspension kind of dig, kind of thing, which is very cool. This is the Eurythmics doing "It's All Right, Baby's Coming Back" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
It's all right, baby's coming back.
The Eurythmics doing It's All Right, Baby's Coming Back here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme for this episode, this hour, is coming. Did you see Annie Lennox, that singer we just heard? She was the lead singer for the Eurythmics. And did you see her on the Grammys? Did you see her blow the roof off the place? And I don't even remember who else performed, because hers was the only performance that that was memorable. She did her own version of I'll Put a Spell on You, the Screamin' Jay Hawkins song. Did you see her just kill it? So this next one is by Delbert McClinton. Oh, good old Delbert. With a name like Delbert, he's got to be good. And don't worry, he is. This is a great song. Straight ahead rock, man. And yes, there's a cowbell. Honky tonk rock. This is piano and an organ in there. It's an old weakness coming on strong. Delbert McClinton here on KX93.5. Listen. I said, listen. Delbert McClinton here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing Old Weakness Coming on Strong. I'm John Troy. You're listening to The Sack. The theme is coming. The next song is Hold On, I'm Coming. Now, this is not Sam and Dave. I'm not going to play that one. If you've listened to my show, you know I like to play different versions of well-known hits. This is Eric Clapton and B.B. King, and you might have heard that B.B. is in hospice now, which is, not a good sign, but I wish him the very best. I'm sure we all do, but I didn't include him in this because of that. As a matter of fact, I put this song list together before that news came out, so it's a coincidence. This is this comes together. The rhythm comes together. They're playing like different feels and different rhythms. There's a straight eight and kind of a shuffle feel going on at the same time at the beginning, and it sort of staggers in and sort of falls together and comes together after a few bars. And it's very cool the way it happens. It's slow. I got goosebumps listening to this thing. It's a fat, crunchy groove. And you know that horn line at the end of the solo on this song, Hold On, I'm Coming? We all know it. It's that don't you tank, you know. Well, they don't have horns do it. They sing it, which I just get a kick out of it. I just get a kick out of that. Maybe I guess they didn't have horns, and they said, "Well, we gotta put that line in there." I mean, you have to, right? If I was doing that song and I didn't have a horn, I would do that too, and I would have to sing that line. So cool. What else? They sing the horn line, and they go out. Oh, BB and Eric go out trading half bars. That is, half bars is two beats a piece. They're going back and forth. Eric, BB. Do you know the difference between their playing? Do you know which one is BB and which one is Eric? You ought to. This is Eric Clapton and BB King doing the Sam and Dave classic hit, Hold On, I'm Coming, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I'm coming.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. Eric Clapton and B.B. King doing Hold On, I'm Coming here on KX93.5 FM. I'm John Troy. And we're listening to good music, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking out at the Pacific Coast Highway. It's dark. I see the lights of the houses up on the hill of the those nice houses they got up there. They all got million-dollar views. And I have the broad, dark Pacific at my back. I hear we got a big swell. I haven't seen anything, but I've heard that the waves are big. All right. This next song is by the band Cake, which I'm crazy about. I'm crazy about this band. It's wonderfully weird. The horns are unexpected, and it has correct grammar. He says, you lie on the floor. That's correct. It's not you lay on the floor. Look, listen, the difference between lie and lay is this. It's simple. Lie is reflexive. Lie is something you do yourself or something that it does it itself. The verb reflects back on the subject. The book is lying on the table. It lies there. Lay is trans. The action goes from the subject to the object. So I lay the book down. That's why it's lying there. The book lies on the table because I laid it there. See, and lay also is the past tense of lie also. If I did lie down, that means I lay down. I lay down. And if I put a book down, I laid the book down. All right? It just takes a little bit of research and practice to get it right. Come on. It's our language. All right? Thank you. This is Cake, and it's called It's Coming Down. And you hear this prrr thing, which was very popular for a while, so everybody was doing it. You heard it all the time. It's called a vibraslap. It's a percussion instrument consisting of a piece of stiff wire bent into a U-shape, connecting a wood ball to a hollow box of wood with a metal teeth inside. And the percussionist holds the metal wire in one hand and strikes the ball against the palm of the other hand. And the box acts as a resonating body for a metal mechanism placed inside with a number of loosely fastened pins or rivets that vibrate and blah, blah, blah. The instrument is a modern version of the jawbone. Yeah, this is Cake doing It's Coming Down here on KX93.5. Listen.
coming
Right, that's Cake. The band is called Cake, and it's that's the song was called "It's Coming Down." And this is KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy. You're listening to the Sack. The theme is coming. The next song is by Gnarls Barkley. It's got it's dense. It's got a lot of production. It's got this chopped up halftime, like halftime. Well, I say if you got this one, two, three, four, five. And the halftime would be, see, so this thing has that sort of regular common time to you know, it's got that going through it, but it maintains that halftime feel, which is an interesting thing. It's a cool thing. It's chopping up that halftime thing. I was talking about that last time. So they're always they're going at the double time, but you feel it in halftime. They're able to do that. This is Gnarls Barkley doing "Storm Coming" here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
I could paint a picture with a pen, but a song will only scratch the skin. And there are still places I haven't been, because I know what's in there. It's already in the air. Oh yeah, there's a storm on the way. There's a storm on the way.
Gnarls Barkley here on KX93.5 FM doing Storm Coming. Now, I hear that all the way through the song, they hear that da, 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 da. So if the beat is 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 1, 2, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, so those are all whole notes, see? But when you're playing it like that, that's what gives it that halftime feel. That one pack, do bank, three whack, do bank. But no, that's not the beat. It's back. So you got that common time or double time feel against the halftime. So you got both those feels going on at the same time. You can feel it. You can feel it either way. You can jump around the boom boom tack doom doom back doom doom. You can feel it that way, or you can sort of swing with it in a slower way. Both those options are there. Makes it interesting. All right. Well, thanks a lot for listening to another hour of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'm John Troy. I've had a lot of fun. Please go to kx935.com and look into becoming a member, because your donation is tax deductible. And it goes toward keeping this station going, because this is independent radio. We're not owned and operated by a big corporation. That's what makes it interesting, because we're pretty much free to say pretty much within certain parameters what we want. And that's what we all want with our radio, freedom of speech and all that. So thanks a lot for listening. If you want to see me play around Orange County, then go to facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. And you can see where I'm playing around, because I am a professional musician and I do play around Orange County and Los Angeles. I'm trying to spread my empire, and you can find out about my new upcoming album that is being mixed as I speak. So until a few minutes from now, when another hour of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack will begin, for all of us here at KX93.5, I'm John Troy saying ciao, baby.
One, two, get down.